Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Alexander DeRitter, who's the co-founder of Ink, which is the world's first AI-powered content optimization suite. Alexander, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike, and hi, audience.
Hey, well, I am excited to talk to you because I don't think we can go two steps online or digital or social without hearing AI this, that, and the other, and we better run for the hills because the machines are taking over the world. So I know that we want to learn all the things that you have, not only from a tool and technology standpoint, but also what you're seeing trend-wise in the industry. So get us started with a little bit of your story and your entrepreneurial journey to this point in your career.
Oh, thank you. Right, so I've always been fascinated with technology and where it intersects with like human psychology. And one of the examples I use there is that, you know, conversion optimization will sometimes change the color of a button, and it just changes human behavior. More people click on it, and it's just like, wow, the color of a button influences our decisions. Yeah. That's wild, you know. And then you see like these TV shows like Lie to Me, where you have the like people running around like being like a human lie detector, and they can pick up micro expressions and exactly figure out what people are thinking or want to hear. And I was like, wow, that's wild. And then you think about the internet, right? And that's what these platforms are doing. Google, Facebook, that's what they're doing. They're trying to get in your mind. They're trying to predict exactly what it is that you love doing. And I'm just so fascinated by that. And then turning that problem on its head, right? You're an entrepreneur. You have a business. And you're trying to figure out, how do I reach my audience? What do I need to say? And how do I need to say it? Well, there's this wealth of information out there where platforms are measuring, tweaking their platforms to serve the perfect content on any topic on the top of their feed. And it's just all right there for the taking. All you have to do is like research what content outperforms everything else and use those insights to make better marketing copy, to get more leads, to get more growth. And so we figured out a way to automate all that.
And that is what?
That is inkforall.com, right?
Well, I think also you hear the word automation, and it's like, yes, I love automation. And I personally do love automation, because I'm always looking for ways to go, okay, if I did this series of tasks, how can I do it with less steps? And automation is wonderful. And I think that, I was kind of being funny when I opened and said, people are worried about, machines taking over the world, or humans will no longer have jobs. Here's the thing. I feel like AI and ChatGPT and automation and all these things that we hear out there, that is good. It's here. You can't do anything about it. It's here, but we're always going to have need for a human in the background to be synthesizing the data, because there's never a push, copy, paste, publish solution that you can hang your hat on. And I think we've seen a little bit of, stories out there of when that has happened and it's been oops. So I think that when humans that know, like, you've got an MBA in marketing, so you know what you need, but let's use some automation and some tools to help you get that, story or that backstory or that marketing piece. So talk a little bit about how your tool allows entrepreneurs, business owners, marketers to kind of get that leg up on the competition.
All right. So when you start your journey of online marketing, right, you can't do it without knowing your audience, exactly who you're going after. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
You can make a wildly successful SEO campaign with millions of visitors that are not your audience and are not going to buy from you. And as an entrepreneur, you're likely passionate about the thing you're solving, and you're unlikely to want to completely throw that in the garbage bin just because you're forced to build a different type of product for the audience that you did attract. So I would say whenever you start marketing, start with your audience in mind. Then think about, once you know your audience, think about what is the most pressing, important, relevant problem I can solve for that particular audience? Ah, that's it. Then ask yourself the question, how do people search the web? What topics are they searching the web when they're researching that specific problem? Right? So that is oftentimes done through keyword research. Mm-hmm. We've made that so easy in our software, inkforall.com. Anybody can do it. Once you have done keyword research that is highly relevant to your audience and the problem they're trying to solve, the next problem that a lot of entrepreneurs run into is they have a blog and they just start writing. You should only write about the very specific topics for that particular audience. We've already established that. But in addition to that, you shouldn't just write an article on every keyword you find. That is wrong. What you should do instead is you should create topical hubs, authority clusters. And the way you do that, and again, Ink for All makes this ridiculously easy. You copy paste or drag and drop all your keyword research into Ink, push a button, and out comes perfect content plan with clustering. And the way clustering works is it says if two keywords share, let's say 40% the same results of the top 10 in Google, then you shouldn't write two articles. You should really write one article that ranks for both those keywords. And it saves you from duplicating the same intent on your site. And what that does is it brings clarity to your site, because you are not confusing your audience. Well, which article you want me to read? Yep. And Google says, hey, I know which article to index and rank. And that's where you are off to the start to a great journey.
Well, it used to be that you had to write for Google, you know, way back in the day with keyword stuffing and 927,000 keywords stuffed in the back of the code. You know, Google got smarter than that. And then it was like all content and semantic based. Well, now I feel like you need to write for the person consuming the content. And then Google notices that they stay on your page longer, and they notice that these are the words that they're clicking on. So to your point, I've heard it said years and years ago, hey, here's how to really attract and educate your target audience. You know, the top 10 frequently asked questions about your, you know, product or service are whatever. And those are all nice, but they're kind of trite and surface level. But if you could come up with the top 10 should ask questions, the ones that are deeper, the ones that people don't even know to ask until it's like, yes, that's a good point. I never thought of that. And now when you're educating me about this point, I'm really understanding your product or service. And that's where you're saying your tool comes in, because you can do that analysis, get these really deeper keywords clustering around that same content. And now when that goes on your website, A, Google likes it, but B, your customers, your prospects, your audience are going to read that and really feel like, ooh, you're speaking to me.
Yes. And it all starts with having a crystal clear plan for world domination, right?
Right.
And so, Sun Tzu said in The Art of War that if you understand your opponent, you do not need to fear the outcome of 1,000 battles. And so that is kind of where the next step comes in. Once you have identified with keyword research and clustering, and Ink for All makes that very easy, you can then go on and write optimized copy. But you mentioned keyword stuffing, and that's a very interesting that you bring that up, because, you know, the modern tools that people have heard do good optimization are actually doing an evolved form of keyword stuffing, and that is called entity stuffing. Okay. And so they say, we use some AI, the NLP library, to extract entities that are highly relevant. And then what they do is they go and reward you and score you for stuffing those words in the article.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use a synonym, you do not get rewarded because they don't understand that. So there is a difference. And I want to point that out.
And isn't it interesting, Alexander, that when we're taught Alexander in the sales presentations, Alexander, and you see what I'm doing, it's like, use the person's name. Well, if you overuse it, it gets weird. So that's exactly what you were saying there is entity stuffing. If you need to know the keyword in an article on a blog post should be in there how many times, it shouldn't be in there so many times that it just reads weird.
Yeah, I'd say there's a simple way to test this for yourself. If you have a tool that does and claims to do SEO optimization and you want to know if it does a lexical approach or a semantic approach, so if it does entity stuffing and rewards entity stuffing, look at their recommendations. And let's say they recommend you use a certain entity or term or something, and they say you should use that four times in your article. Go ahead and use that term four times in a row in the same sentence. Word, space, word, space, word, space, word.
Yeah.
If your score goes up, then you're basically basically paying for a glorified entity stuffing tool. Then if you're saying, oh, wow, I realized that, well, you know, you might like ink instead. You know, ink does give you the entities that you may be missing, but only as a way to guide you to write about that topic, not to influence your predictive score. So what does that mean? It means that with an ink score over 90%, you're 450% more likely to be on page one of Google. Because we are encouraging your articles to be read by humans, be completely relevant and cover all the important ideas, not necessarily dictating what words you should use to cover those ideas.
Yeah, it's got to be conversational, educational, not just like you said, keyword, keyword, keyword four times in a row. That's gibberish.
Yeah, and it's surprising to me how many companies just slap the word AI and SEO on their site and make claims. I saw a funny meme on Twitter. The guy had his eyes open, and it was a crypto company. He closed his eyes, opened it up again, and he would just rebrand it to an AI company. And so everyone now is an AI company.
Yeah.
And people ask and entrepreneurs wonder, you know, what does all this mean for the future of content marketing, for the future of the knowledge economy, for the future of SEO?
Yeah. I mean, what does it mean?
It means the world's going to change a lot.
Yep.
For one, the content supply is increasing exponentially. That means that it's harder to find the content that is out there, your content as an entrepreneur, as a business. How do you stay relevant? How do you stay ahead? You're going to need to look at companies who invest in content optimization, and you have to focus on the quality of content so you can stand out. So I would say is that even though the content supply increases in the future, the quality of content will be more important and will be a bigger differentiator than it was in the past.
And you know what is an inverse correlation to the content supply increasing is your attention span and my attention span decreasing.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
And that's definitely happening.
I mean, you have to think about something. People don't have time, you know, like the old, I ain't got time for that. People don't have time to read through your whole blah. So I think that it just kind of comes back to your tool where you can do research, keyword clustering, and then your tool goes, okay, now that we know what to talk about and how to talk about it, click. Now let's use some AI tools to help you write quicker, faster, more effectively, because just knowing you should write about this and this and this keyword in this order, well, now I've got to fire up my brain power. So your tool provides then that AI power behind it. And now it's like, you know, you're handing it at SEO and content marketing on a silver platter to marketers.
Yeah. And I would say that not all AI writing is created equal, right? So most companies that offer AI writing, you know, the usuals, what they offer is a general model, a general large language model. What we do at inkforall.com, we actually train a model on top of that specifically around your topic. So no matter what you're writing for, We read all the content on the internet about that topic. We see what ranks very high. We learn the difference between high-performing content on that topic and low-performing content on that topic. We find out with AI, automation, what's the difference between winners and losers? And then we use that information to build a writing model on top of the general model that is an expert at writing for your audience. Mm. So that you're essentially having a phenomenal co-writing experience.
That's really important, because I think you hear about, you know, certain tools out there that says we've read 90% of the internet and we can. Well, what you're saying is you're zeroing. It's kind of like saying, let's focus on a niche, but that's fine. But let's focus on a micro niche, because now you're really drilling in deep. But if you're saying you're going to find these keyword clustering models and you're going to go deep just there, now your content that's being generated is so much more relevant.
Yeah. And so so I can use a few technical words here as well. But when certain companies make the claim, oh, we read 10% of the internet or 20% of the internet, they really didn't. They're lying to you. What they really mean is that OpenAI's model trained on a lot of data that not even remotely adds up to 10% of the internet. But They're basically saying the general model that we just made a candy wrapper around read a lot of data. That's what They're saying. What I'm saying is that since that training date, the world has changed.
Yeah.
Your audience's needs and wants are changed, and the general model does not know how to write for your specific audience. You need something that is better than that. And so in AI field, when you evaluate the quality of a model, right, and its writing ability, you look at sensibleness, safety, specificity, groundedness, interestingness, and informativeness, right? And so when you look at these models, almost in all metrics, they are not yet at human level, right? This is why you can't just plug in a command, say, write an article, push a button, and publish it on your site. It would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
You would lower your authority as a person online if you did that. But particularly, and this is interesting, in the areas of groundedness and informativeness, we know that those areas scale particularly well with seeing massive amount of data. And even then, they perform significantly substandard to a human being, especially a human being that's an expert on a topic. So that is why you can't use generalized models to write your business copy. You need something that teaches itself to become an expert on your topic and builds on top of the large language model to be able to write to that audience efficiently.
Yes. That's a really neat, clear delineation. I really like that you mentioned that. So let's kind of wrap up with this. When people are hearing all the rage about ChatGPT and AI and writing and all of these things, you're really laying the groundwork here for making sure that you're picking the right tool to do what you want and to zero in that research. So if someone is interested in getting some of that research and getting more exposure to your tool, what's a final thought that you have? And then how can people learn more and reach out and connect with you?
Yeah. So we're a company that really loves talking to our users and our visitors. We have a chat on our homepage and throughout our application. We have a Discord server where you can just chat with our team. We have a Facebook group as well. Come and say hi. Come and ask us questions. Ask us for a demo. We're happy to be there. And if you want us to talk to your team or ask us some questions about what all of this AI stuff means for your business, we have answers. And so we're happy to talk to you.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate your time coming on today, Alexander. It was a real pleasure talking with you. And I will make sure to put the link to your website in the show notes. So if people are interested, they can check you out there as well.
Thank you, Mike.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.